Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding Ayin Tes. But we had in the Mishnah, again, just to recapitulate, we had the Mishnah a new concept, the concept of Rayin. We also said before, even we get to the concept of Rayin, and we picture it as if it's something else, we have a concept that's called Chazusa. And David, like we said yesterday, when we talk about the David of Bittul Barayif, we don't really find such a thing that's called Chazusa. Now, I do not mean that there's no such thing as Chazusa Bichlal and Shulchan Aruch, but it's not used in the same context. We could have, for example, an Echos Yontif, Tavkuf Yid Gimel, a person sometimes that can say, a case that takes an egg, and you want to go and you give it a certain amara, that you're doing certain things, or Ksimikuf Aleph in Yeradeya, David Damash Yeshua Batirin, sometimes if it's called Mim Amino, Mim Bishayin Amino, you could swing it, and whether or not it's able to be called Mim Amino, Mim Bishayin Amino, if it's there, let's say to give a certain tint, a certain color. That's a different usage of the term of Chazusa. But in regular cases that we have, a bittul b'rayv, where we have rayv of one substance and a miyad of another substance. All right, sometimes the miyad is able to become prominent. And the reason is, an example would be the nice of Tom. Nice of Tom is different. Tom Kicker, it says, that it's nicker, and that itself is what's kaveya, the ikar shem of the taruvis. But that's only by tam. Tam is the reason by tam is because when you have the flavoring, the taste of the dover iser, it's you're eating the dover iser. But when you're talking about proportions of whether you have a right kineged of miyut and there's a tinge of color that the miyut has, you have a big pitcher of water and a little bit of dam, little bit. We all know that a little bit of, like we said yesterday, a little bit of blood changes the whole thing. Mamish is scary. You can have mamish a whole bowl of water, a little bit of blood, and you say, hey, babe, what's going on over there? Call a doctor. Right? It's nothing. Because the a little bit of blood can have an effect over the clear liquid. Now, there's no din bittul. Let's say it would be a case, let's say a machol sasuris. Case like that, you're allowed to drink it. Would you be allowed to drink that water? It's not nice and top. So what is it? Shishim. It is shishim also. What are you worried about? Shishim. All the sheer bittul is there. Then again, it's red. So what do you do with that kind of a case? Here we have in our Gemara a yisoid that we have. You can have mayim and a little bit. The rive is bayim. You have a smidgen. Like the dam. The thing is, it's kosher for Zrika. You can use it for Zrika. How's it kosher for Zrika? It's kosher for Zrika. It's babish bato b'rayv. The chazusa is there. And that, which we, by the way, we pask it. And not only that, let's say it would not even be water. It would be red wine. Even that is not going to be bottle. You could be Zyrikit, the Gemara says. If it's red wine, not only white wine, even red wine. If it's red wine, it's like that because it's a new thing that's called Ryan. We have a problem. The Rabbah Paskins, that did of Ryan also, the Lechavishna, that Tzarich is like we said yesterday, why it is that he paskins like that. But because Beprat, according to the way the Maskot of the Gemara is, not that's Rabbi Yehuda holds like that, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael. But it's not even Rabbi Yehuda himself. But the Gemara says that these are dinim that we have that are unique. Really unique, or are they? This is a very big conundrum that we have here. Is it really unique? It's the one place where we have it, the Gavidina Mabito. In Yeridea, we don't have the Chilukim that we have, but Gai Chazusa and Yeridea are talking about different things. Not this. Yeridea And in Arachayim, it's not talking about a regular case of bittul like we have over here. So is it a sign? The mashmos is, it has to be. It is a sign. We don't think chalukim legabe this, legabe gabi dam. But so these are chalukim that we have. And of course, pingol nicer betabe, shabalun zebazeh. These are Yisaitis, Givaldiki, Yisaitis, and Din of Bittul, whether the Bittul becomes like the Mavatil or not. And with Big Machlekes, Rashi, and Taismas, whether or not you can use the Miyut not only to assume the identity of the Rive, you can have the Miyut, which is a Miyut of Pingol, and the Rive is nicer, and all of a sudden the Pingol becomes nicer. Halfway the fellow. Not only that, but if the nicer is a ride kizayis, it's three quarters, let's say, of a kizayis. The pingel is one quarter of a kizayis. What are you left with? You're left with a complete kizayis of pingel. Which means that Rashi holds,
well, would nicer.
Give malchus for eating well, a kizayis nicer. Of pingel.
The problem is. Rabbi, what's the case again? Rabbi, what's the case?
Something, whatever it has to do with Asra Safik, which of course is Lechaira, has nothing to do with Asra Safik. But the Gemara says that it is Asra Safik, and you don't know what it is, but if you would know what it is, what would happen? You only have three quarters of a Kezias of Pigel, one quarter of a Kezias of Dicer. What do you think? You give Malchus for Pigel. And Dicer says, Tadek, Yechruchi, look at me that. Taisus can't be disciples, actually, that you can't be mashmal b'shir with the din of bittul. But Rashi holds that you can. So the time when we see a very big yisaitis that we have over here in the Rashi, and for that matter in the Taisus, whether or not you can do that or not, let's say you had a case like this, three chutim of tzitzis that are lishma, one chut that's not lishma. They got mixed up. According to Rashi, there's a magic. What happens? Bittul Merayv says that the one, wherever it is, becomes lishma. Oh, you have kosher tzitzis. They're all lishma. What? By the case of the esrig, it's a vadig, valdig, a chiddush case esrig without the pittim. This is a mitzvah that happened, by the way. Well, I didn't make that case up with the esrig. In the Achrayim, they have this case. They have mitzvah that happened. So, I didn't make that case up by the pittim. Reb Shimon and Shari Yosher deals with that case of the pittim. But for example, it's not as big of a chiddush even as this. Because over there, it's true that you're using the dover bottle to become like the mavatel, but over here, not only are you doing that, here you be mashal mashir, a kizayis even. It's a chasishir. What is it? No, even the rive was not usher, really. It's three quarters of a kizayis pigle. What's that? No, that's all right. I mean, that's a chasishir. But you did it, I'm going to be swakish not over this deraisa. All of a sudden there's a miyut, which is bachus from the kizayis. And because it's mashal b'shir, not only does it assume the shev of the pigle, like it would, let's say, by the esring of the pitten, like it would by the tzitzis. But over here you mean mashal b'shir. No, there are two cases that we could have by the case of the tzitzis. One is you have 100 tzitzis that are lishma, and then you have 20, let's say, that are not lishma. So what do you have now? You can have, all right, so Bittul says that everything is going to be lishma. But what about by the case where there's 3 and 1? 3 and 1, all right, not the same thing, but what do you have now? Your master, the being now, assumes not only, assumes the identity of the rive. We could have 4, and you use the whole thing now for the tzitzis. Why? How can it be? That's even a bigger chiddush. Now, but how do you know that? Rashi also makes it into a kizayis. How do you have a kizayis that you created? You want to tell me you have 100 kizayis of pigo, and you have 10 of nicer. All right. Bittum Arayim can tell you you have 100 kisneisim a pigol. That's one chiddush. Avada, it's a chiddush. Avada, to say that, it's going to be the Gael and the Gemara that we talked about. You have a shah of iskol that became the Zarev in 1,000 of karbonos. Right? So Gemara Benitla Baruba, we want to know why what the shah is. That's even more. This is going to be Maslim the Shir. You now have four tzitzis that are lishma. Go ahead and put them all in a beggar. I'm a felon. Oh, yeah. But what of the Rabbi Huda, what we have is, we have the din of Ryan.
What about according to Shita's Rabbi, that is a minimum shear for down in the
Veda? If you love what, according to?
Rabbi, that is a minimum shear for down in the Veda.
How much of this blood? No, I'm not sure what you mean. This is it. That's not three chashir, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here, you mean, yeah?
Not a, I was there. The down was there needs a minimum shear. Right? Needs enough. Day was there.
Okay.
So how much of the bloody water you have to put on the.
Oh, and a chanami. You mean, I'm about to put on the mizbeach, then anyway, it's going
to
be a.
1% up. You have to put a gallon to get a shear, or does the water turn to the.
Oh, you don't say, well, what's that saying back if I have? They don't say 1% down.
Say right. No, if there's blood in water.
You have blood. No. You have blood in a pitcher of water.
Yes, and that's Kazusa down. So you can eat.
So the whole thing now becomes down. Be the same thing in Echanami. And let's say you hold like Rashi. Well, okay, Babish, exactly the way Dova said. Let's assume that the Hazar of Dam, for a Mizbeah, so it needs a shear. And you don't have a shear. But now, you have it in water, a pitcher of water, the amount of blood that's in there is not enough to make Zrika, or Hazar. Now it's in the pitcher of water. What do you have? You have a whole pitcher of blood.
Is it right?
Now. No. You have rye water. You have rye water, but there's a chazusa of Dan. Rashi says, if there is, Rashi says that if you have a din, if you have a din of bittel, if you have a din of bittel, what will happen? The bottle is mashlim, the shear of the mavatel. The bottle becomes like the mavatel, you have even a bigger shear. Now, over there it's different. Because over there we're not talking about bittel, we're talking over there that there is no bittel. Right? Over there, in that case, you have a big pitcher of water, and you have chazusa, which is a small amount, and it's not the shear of hazah. Now, what do you want to do over there? But now that you have chazusa, you want to tell me now you have a whole pitcher of dam? Bittul, we're saying it, it works out, bittul, yeah, but the chazusa doesn't, we didn't see that in chazusa. You can do this, Rika. But not because the blood, the water becomes dam. You can do it because it's not bottle. Because, not right, you have a beard.
Right.
Oh, Ryan, you mean. That's even where it becomes red wine, not water. Water, it's there because there's chazusa. No. You're not talking over there where there's Ryan, it's an extension of this din of chazusa. That's right, it's chazusa, even if it's not chazusa. Right, isn't it? There could be a case of chazusa like that, and you view it even as if there would be chazusa. But there's no chazusa, it's red, everything is red. Rashi's telling us the chiddush l'gabe bittul. Now, in that case, where there's chazusa, Dov's case, you're not talking about bittul at all. You know what I mean? So the water, in that case, we don't see it becomes there. But then we just see that it's not going to be bottled. So what will happen over there? Rashi, the Gemara that said the Gemara brings, though, so what do we have over here? We have the din. We have the din that says in the Mishnah again, the dam shenisar b'mayim, yeshma maris dam, it's nisar b'yayin, this is din of Ryan. And now, what does the Gemara say? Do we have the case of the Brisa, or as Mark brings on the Yohan Ches on the base, or meaning delay, which is Malay Reichen. If you have a delay, a bucket which is full of viscous spit, it's not a liquid. It's like a liquid, of course, but it's thick. It's viscous. It's not mixed in together like other liquids. You put it into a mikveh. It doesn't, it's not tithing. It's not, it's because it's oven by itself.
What does that get
into? The water, yeah, the water, it is, but the water, it doesn't dissolve everything. Meiraglayim. Now, let's say you have Meiraglayim. This is a very difficult case. Meiraglayim, right, as a Hilu Hebayim. Let's say the Meiraglayim, you have Meiraglayim, which is Tameh. And there, it's mixed in together with the water. Brayin iso ke'ilu he'mayim. You look at it as if it is water. Now, what does it mean, you look at it as if it's water? Brayin iso. Listen. This is, yeah, legabe what? So let's take a look the way Rashi says, the leaves, shehu l'malei reikin. Okay, ke'ilu le'tovah. Let's say, see the Rashi, shaharik avu. The spit is thick, it's viscous. The chaitzes bifnei habayim, and it's chaitzes, it's a chatzitza, before chaitzes bifnei habayim, the yeno batal babayim, and it's not batal, the batal babayim, the malay, labdavke, it doesn't mean it has to be completely full, the bucket, elayni to buy the beast, later on, malay may raglayim, that it's davke, hul rashmeinim, Rabu tells us chidush even if it's good, if it's full, but it's not dafke because it's full. It's a chatzitza. Right? I'm skipping to the next Rashi. Right? I say ki luhei mayim. I may rag liyim. You look at it as if it's mayim. Kloimar. Afal gav shemarehem chaluk mitzas bimara shar mayim. Even though the mara is somewhat different than the mara of pure H2O. It looks a little different. Afilo achikaven demid mayim hain. Even though the mara is a little different, kaven demid mayim hain. Lobay ruba levitule. I'm a right, Isa. You don't look at it. Lobay, you don't need the rife. Kaven demid mayim hain. But you don't even need rife to be bavatulin. El a right, Isa. You look at it as if it is water. So how's it going to become tar? Let's say it's going to have to work. So then I'm shocked. We have to meirag lion, Ryan Isaac kilu hay mayim. And let's say it is mayim, so it's good out to shocked. Ryan Isaac. Now look at the terms of the Ryan. It's a din of Ryan like we have in the Mishnah. It has nothing to do with really lachayim with our Mishnah. Ryan in our Mishnah is Ryan Isaac as if it would be white wine. Or let's look at it as if it would be water. I mean, Bale is right for the bittle. It's not how we're using it here. If you're going to be looking at it like this, it means you're looking at it as water, and it's right for shucket. So, what the two Ryan, I mean, you're using the same words. You're using the same words, Ryan, but it's my eye, what are we showing it to here? So, Ryan, I say, Kilo, hey, my mullet. Okay, now what? Malay mechatas. Let's say it's not filled of stam water. It's full of mechatas, which is more chomer, much chomer. Achiyar rabayim al mechatas. Here, you need that there should be a ribui, a bayar reif. And here comes malay mechatas. The Rashi comes over here. Hayom behein avatuma. Since the mechatas is mitame, it has a much more chomer dikadin. The chashivi and their soul chashivi nekedu shasayim lo betelim el barubah. The only way they are able to become bottle is only b'mrayif. So there, what we have is mei raglayim rayin aysakilu heimayim malei mechatas achiyarbu bayim al mechat until the other water is arrived over the mechatas. This is the brisa. What's the Gemara want with this brisa? Bad Shabbos slave the Islay Ryan. Who holds like this brisa? Must be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds of Ryan. What Ryan? What's to do with this? What was Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Rashi hears it. Bad Shabbos slave the Abba Ryan, I say. Reb Yehuda. Why? The Shabbos lay down by Ryan, I say, Ki'ilu hu, Shonut b'mayit b'mara shalom. He looks at it as if it was a different mara than the one that it really has. Okay, legabe what? Rabbi Bittel. But the Gemara holds that the case of the Meirag Lion, it also says Ryan. Even though the whole usage of the Ryan is a whole different thing. My high. What are we telling Sue? This Ryan, the other Ryan. Well, that's because it was using the same word, Ryan. But the Gemara is equating that. Bad Shabbos, ladies, say, Rabbi Yehuda, Tani, and still we learn what? The Sabbath, Tani, the Sagale Baruba, that when it comes to Mechatos, it's still Ryan. The Chorus is Tarti, Bineyuve. Tarti, the Sasri, Bineyuve. You're telling me in our Mishnah, if there's a Ryan, and you hold of Ryan, it Mavato torpedoes the whole day of Bittul Barayv. You don't look at Bittul Barayv by Sherul Shum the way it is. You look at it as if what it would be if there's a Ryan. So how you say, let's say you'd be talking about Mechatos. So what if you would say Ryan, Echanabis, you have water and water. Let's say, would it be water? Let's say it would be something else, it would be Dab. Right, let's case like that. So would it be? It would have the effect. Let's talk about the Ryan, Amar Abaye like Kasha. Hadi day, Hadi Rabbi. The Kasha is a very big Kasha. We're leaving this for at least for the time being. I mean, everybody looks at Zechonis. What's the two Ryans over here? Taisvis over here comes. See the Taisvis. The Leisha, Humale, Reikin, Garcina. And Taisvis over here comes up the also. But then comes thinking about the Gemara Rabbi, and he says, like Hashir, Hudi Dei Hoda Rabbi, whether you hold of Ryan or you do not hold of Ryan, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Ryan. He does not. I would say that he does. Makes it up to me, Hudi Dei Hoda Rabbi, Besanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda said it in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, not himself. Ein da bevato da, ein right bevato right. V'ein meirag layim bevatlin meirag layim. He's not that meirag layim. It's not bevato meirag layim. Why? I mean, so he has us not. This is who? This is all Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Gamliel. See the Rashi. Hanarabe, ma hanis nagli yeh Ryan, I say, kilu yayin edayim. That which it says that he held there's a din of Ryan. It's the Rabe who, the Machmer who is Rabe that was more Machmer than I mean the din of Bittel. Kiyehi the Machmer bimid umino, just like he's Machmer by the din of Bimino. Biyama lo butil, klal. Well, Mimbisha Eino Mino Nami, and even when we talk about a Mimbisha Eino Mino, see, the Gemara is saying, well, Mimbisha Eino Mino Nami, the Islay, that it is Boto, the Kaimale, we hold calls bad, Shabare Hamuat, is Nicker, Berahim, Lo Batil, where you hold that there's a Chazusa. The Chazusa that makes it that where it's Nicker is not Boto. Even if it's Mimbisha Eino Mino, Machmer Nabi, it's Machmer also. The Amari says, the Hechad Amareyan, Shavin, Gagayan Lavan, Bemayim, with the Ryan Isai, Ke'ilu Adai. We look at it as if it's red. The Lo Sagile Barumat is not going to be enough. Who holds that way? Rabbi Huda, B'Shem, Rabbi Gamliel. But not Rabbi Yehuda himself. Whereas the Hani Day Hunter decided Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shum Rabbi Gamliel, ain't dam mevatel dam, ain't right mevatel right, ain't bad me raglai, mevatel me raglai, Rabbi Amar Medlish, the case of the bucket that we have is Bechal a whole different thing. Rabbi Amar, it's not shver from there at all. Medlish and Teichaitar, Megabo Tame Askeda. What we're talking about is the reason why we're Machmer. I'm talking about a dli, that the bucket inside, the whole thing is a din to rabbanit. The bucket inside is tahar. the back of the outside of the Kli is Tameh. Let's say you're talking about Tumas Mashkin, where it's a Chumrah that only the outside is going to be Tameh, not the inside. But Lish, Yetecha, Tar, Vigabo, Tameh, Yaskina, the Medina, Medina, Raisis, Tagi, Lubacholdahu. It'll be good enough, but what we have is, what do you have to be tayvul? No. The inside, we're talking about Mashkin touch the outside, didn't touch the inside.
What did the inside?
Nothing. Let's say nothing. Yeah. So the inside is tahar. But you have to be tahar, that be tayvul. You don't have to be tayvul the inside. The inside's tahar. What do you have to be tayvul? You have to be tayvul the outside. But in order to be tayvul the outside, what do? It has to be completely outside, including the rim. So it has to go on top. Now, if it has to go on top, how are you going to get it on top without it going inside? You're going to have to be free with the water. You're going to have to have liberal, you're going to have to be tayvul it, immerse it somewhat liberally. You're not going to be able to do that. We're worried that you're not going to do it enough to cover the entire, rim. As long as you do it a little bit in the inside, that's good enough. Wait. One second over here. So now it's telling us that Rabbanu Negozo Dilma Chayesolayim, Veloma Vatulay, became a, okay, so maybe he's going to be Chayes, he's not going to let it go on the inside. And he's not Veloma Vatulay. Became on the Ikari Buya. As long as you have a right, you don't say they weren't Machmer over there. As long as you have a right, then it's going to be fine. Here it comes like we have here, and let's take a look over here. The Rashi comes and he says, Ein dam avatul dam eitzol srika v'eitzol kisui. Dam is not mavatul the dam v'ein reik hatar mavatul reik hazav. The reik tar is not mavatul the reik of his zav, which is an avatuma. V'ein me raglayim tahirin mavatlin me raglayim shel zav. It's also an avatuma. U'metame yad it's metame. The aval pi, even though even though it's going to be, there's more taro on the tuba, the kli, it doesn't make a difference. The rabbi says, no. It's not, you don't have to say that they're two separate tanaim. Rub, there's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem, Rabbo. Really, Ucharame, Shirala, he holds Rabbi Yehuda like his rabbi. Vadika Omar, that which it says, Beruba Sagi, that which he says, it's good enough for Rive, not because we attribute it to his, not because he holds something else. He holds the same way as his rabbi. But we're talking about Lisha Techotame Gabo Tomeko, Shenit Magabe, Negaba, Betuba Smashkin, the Rabbana, the whole thing is a Tuba to Rabbana, the Kaibala Techo, Umdo, Usno, the other there to Hiram, it's only the outside that's Tame. The Medina again, Sagilei, Bichmisas, Mayim, Lesaychai. As long as you have water coming in it, where the rim was certainly covered with water, that's fine. Kol Koldu, Shatala Tvila, Lesfasa, where it's going to go on the rim. The Hataycha, Ein Tzar, Tvila, the reason it's on the inside, because it doesn't need Tvila. Rabbanan, who the Gozer. It's only mean about Rabbanan. Sheit Belenu, Yopeh. When the Rabbanit says you should be tabled it properly, make sure the rim is covered. The Iyamrit, if you're going to say the Sagilei, B'tfilas Gabo, what are you going to say? It's going to be sufficient. You barely have the tefillah on the outside. You're not going to, maybe you're going to scrimp on it. You're going to be chayis, and you're not going to do it. You're going to be chayis on the mechatas, which is inside. Shalom, Yisarvenu, Meha Mikvah, the Seichai, the Yiv Shalom. What you're worried about is, you're gonna have the water go in and mix it in with the Mechatas on the inside. And below Matvile, Litzvah Sakli, and he's gonna be very hesitant to cover up the rim completely. And he's going to ruin the mechatos. Therefore, gozru the figa gozru alav lahatvilo lepaisloi. Therefore, they said, so what do? Go and be matfil it, and possible it even. The cave of the ikari buya, since it has at least arrived, no, sulo tzarech, you don't need any more. The hatvilas taichai, chumra bi'alma, the feel of the inside is a chumra bi'alma, and therefore, that's all you need. And therefore, all you need, therefore, they were a matter that, even though you hold up Ryan, over here, you know, there's no chumra. Ryan, yeah, Ryan, it's good enough. Even though normally Ryan itself would not be good enough, you have to deal with the chazusa. You have to deal with chazusa or Ryan as if it would be something else. But Aval Pikain, over here, it was different. Aval Pikain, here, it's different. The Gemara held you see, the Rashi on the bottom of Amud Beis, Utani Hecha to show the Mare Habata, Lamara Habavatel, to go in Mechatos, Shein Marehem Chaluk, Sakalela Mavato Baruba, but I am reading right as a key who Yayin Edom Lahachmer. Yeah, we're not going to do that. The Gemara thought that maybe we have to be Machmer. And that there can't be a din of bittul like this. Why? It can't be about because we have to always come on to the din of Ryan. No, over here you wouldn't have that. The whole thing is only a chumra to Rabbanan anyway. And therefore over here it would be different.
Maybe why over here is it a chumra to Rabbanan? Because Mechatas is an avatoma? Well, what is the chumra? In which cases?
Well, again, over here they made the chumra. No. The chumra was because the kli that we're talking about was only tamei on the outside.
But the chumra, even that chumra, is only if the interior water
yes,
is mechatos.
The interior was tahar. When the interior was tahar, even though mechatos. It had mechatos in it, and now it's going to be a question of possibly the mechatos.
But it's only because of the mechatos.
They were machmer. Because of the inside, that even though it was tahar, but at least they were makel, that there's no din rayah.
I understand, but is the reason why they're concerned is because it's mechatas, because it's an avatoma? If it was something else, they wouldn't care?
Oh, give me that. Don't say it's something else. No.
This is makes void.
The chumra was because we're worried about the rim. No. Not because of that. They're worried about it because they're worried about the rim. If you're going to be mitayer the kli, and you were think that maybe you're going to be mitayer only on the outside.
So it's nothing to do with
the
mechatos.
You're not going to be mitayer it completely because you're worried about the rim.
Right. So it's nothing to do with mechatos. You don't care what type of water is mekfosin.
All right. Now maybe the chash, maybe the chash that you're saying. Why are you going to be so worried about the rim?
Right.
Because you don't want water getting into it, that's going to pass on the mechatos.
So
that's
because
right.
Of mechel. Aha, okay.
Yeah. That, you're worried about the water, you're not going to let the rim get wet.
Because you don't want
to
disqualify.
You're going to pass on the mechatos, you're going to be chayshish for that. That's right. Okay. Yeah. So now the Gemara says.
Does the top of the rim need tefillah?
Yes. The top of the rim needs the tefillah. You have to, because the top of the rib is also tabe.
What is oyma?
The ears. No. The ogno is not that. It's the ears. The handles. Ogno. Ogno is like the handles, the protrusions. The protrusions of it. Then we have it. That's at the outside. Let's say, Zahnachma. Hey, Rabbi told us, the Rabbi told these three things. Bin b'she'eno mino. You're talking about a min b'she'eno mino. In order for it to become bato, it's b'taiba. You have to see whether it's nice and tam. If it's nice and tam, there's no bittul. You have to be mevatel the tam. Min b'mino. If you're talking about min b'mino, that, it's, as long as you have right, because there's no problem of tam. There's no tam kinker by min b'mino. Hecha de'ika chazusa b'mara. That's our Mishnah. The pliga the Rabbi Lazar and argues the Rabbi Lazar and the other Rabbi Lazar. Geshem shem mitzvahs. Now, pliga, new thing. A pliga. Semicolon. A pliga. Now, what did we bring before from Bishlokish, remember? Isur, my Ravatlan Zezer. Remember, that was our case on Pigal Naisavitabesh, but Ravatlan Zezer. Remember, Bishlokish said there were three things on there. Isur, Shrabbat, Isur, Ravatlan Zezer. Night, we have the dead. Remember, Taisa Tab is lab there, right, sir? And the Gemara said, the Pliga, the Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kishayim, She'ayim mitzvahs, Mevatla zuazu, Kachayim surah Mevatlam zuazu. He argues with the din of pig over Isa. Because he holds if we find by mitzvahs, you don't say it, we don't say it by Averis either. Bad Shabbos lay, what does it mean? The Yomer A mitzvahs Mevatla zuazu, Hillel, the Sanya, Umrullah Val Hillel, but he's coming to be Yitzhak, the mitzvah of Batsa, Sabatsa, and Mar. Umrullah Val Hillel, Azokin, Shahyukarcha, the Vasachas, that he would make the sandwich, the Hillel sandwich. But he would there, Pesach, Batsa, Mar, Shahyukarcha, the Vasachas, the Yaychlad, Mishum Shinemar, Batsabram Yachlu. Because, like it says, Batsa, Sabram Yachlu. Exactly what he was. Well, we know, like we speak in Psachim, what exactly was he kairach? Was he kairach matzah and marah? Was he kairach to cover Pesach also? What's the girsa really? Yeah, they say the Haggadah also, it's shay kairach. What, matzah marah? Or is kairach Pesach, matzah marah?
And here we have both ways.
What do you mean we have both ways? Well, it's Nagaya. It wouldn't be Nagaya. It wouldn't make a difference to here, yeah. But the shout is what exactly he did. I'm just saying what he did. What's the gear, sir? What of what Hillel did? We have the Rashbab of Psachim. Rashbab with the Rabbi Chananel in Psachim. The Rabbah. Exactly what did he do? The Pesach was part of the sandwich? Or the Pesach was independent of the sandwich? Yet the sandwich was Matzah Umara. And now what? The Pesach was something else, or the Pesach went into the sandwich, a meat sandwich? What was it? Exactly, what it was. That's Machlaikis, in Mishayim. Over there, what the gears of my Hillel is. Oh, not that it doesn't make a difference here. Just there, this is the Mice of Shahayim. What Hillel did. Amru Allah al Hillel Zakin, that he did it even though the Marer might predominate over the Matzah. Yeah, over the matzah. See, like here, the Kazashu is mentioned. Mitzvahs, Eimah, Batzu, Zukin, Eimah, the Kaaba. Hill and Kairach, see the Gersa of the right of Rashi. It's interesting, is the Rashi says Hill Kairach Pesach Batzu Bar Vasachas. Rashi learns that the Pesach went into the sandwich. V'lohasi Tam Marar Mavatul Leit L'Tam Batzah.
This
is
about four by Eris.
What?
There's an Eich Hes for the Gemara.
Yeah.
It's different than iris.
It's what?
Different than iris.
Yeah, different. Chitam and iris, of course, is, chitam and iris is a separate topic. Because over there, remember, there it's based on the way our Gemara is telling us. By chitam and iris, it's chayav et chala, and you'll be able to be yitzim matzah because of tam ki ikar, which works by a mitzvah also. But what our Gemara does not say, it's like the Rishalmi says, why it works.
The Grira.
Because there's a din of Grira. The Rishalmi tells us the reason why you're able to be Yitzah, why it has a din of Pas, is because something about the chemical nature of rice, of iris, that is going to assume all the properties of the Chitav. It's gyra. The Gemara says that when you mix rice with wheat, it's megara the rice, and it makes it into something which is right to come with the chimitz. So the question that we have is, why that's true? What's the tziru? In other words, even like the Rishalmi comes, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Rambam, the Ran, every man, they all come and explain, so what's the complement that they both have? These two svaras complement each other. With the svara of Greira alone, like the Rishalmi, it would not be a reason for the Gairas to become like the wheat, to become like the Chepa. But you have to have Tom Kinker. But with Tom Kinker alone itself, it also would not be able to work. It shows why it is like that. That's a kind of Kamei Laharach, Lagabi, this point. But that's the Yushalmi Svara, it's just to reconcile. I'm talking the Ramban is the Ramban and Hilchos Chala that we have in the end of Maseches Becheiros. So it says, Nachma, says Amatz Rebbe Yechluchu. And therefore, what? So therefore, Shuli Shal Tzui Sur. If we have by mitzvahs that they're not Mabat L'Tzui Sur, then maybe the din over here could be the same thing Yisur Amar Akhani Mabat, as opposed to Mishlokish, that Mishlokish holds Yisur Amar Mabat L'Tzui Sur. And that's the din that we have here. Now, Tadar Rabbanan, Charsan, Shelzav, Vizava, anyway, so look, we have a Gatsa Shakamatari of the Gemara. And the Shaila is, it's true that we have it by a mikveh, this din of Chazusa. This din of Shini Mara by a mikveh. That's a different din. What are we talking about? Is there such a din in Yeridea now? Of Chazusa? Again, I'm not saying, again, like I mentioned at the outset, there is sometimes a kedim chazusa, but not in regular dinim of bittul, we don't have it. In regular dinim of bittul, we don't have it. We can have it in hilchos yontif. Person takes an egg and gives it a tint. So shalos l'gabi dinim, if that's if it's called, or davar sheyesh lo matirin in yeridea, if it's called, when you have two ingredients where melach and water come together to make a dough. Is that called Bibbashein Amino, or is that called Bibbamino? That's of course Bibbashein Amino, but they're coming to make one thing, and there it can have the din of Bibbamino. It's the Rishayim say. And therefore, it makes a very big nafkamina, Dabashishlabatirin, you're only Bachmer by Bibbamino, not by Bibbashein Amino. So now the question is, yeah, but it's for Kazusa, so it also adds, makes it to be, one is there to complement the other, it's able to be called Mimamino with the Chumra of Davishesh Lobatirin. This is a separate deed. Well, what about in a case of a pitcher of water? What does it do? You have a big pitcher of water, and you have a red piece of chazer liquid, a liquefied chazer. And it's all red. You have shishim in the water in the pitcher. And you have a red liquid chazer treif.
No tam.
Avad. Tam kinker, that's a different thing. But there's no tam. But it's red. The whole picture is red. Somebody looks at the picture, they think it's Kool-Aid. Cherry Kool-Aid. That's what they look at. It looks like they're looking at cherry Kool-Aid. Cherry Kool-Aid. Cherry Kool-Aid is nice and tam. But let's say it's not nice and tam, and it's all red. Can you drink that? After all, it's shishim. It's a shiar shishim. It's bittul. Then again, it's chazusa. You have the tarvis, you have the liquefied chazer treif liquid that's there. Change the whole color. You drink it? Can you not drink it? Our Gemara paskin, our Rama paskin, then chazusa. Not only that, but again, we even hold Ryan, according to the Rambam. Shows why he paskins like that now. He paskins like that. Remember, it depends on the Gemara over here from the end. Rabbi Yehuda said it. And not, maybe not even Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi, maybe, depending on how we'll learn it. So this is a big conundrum. Tanya Rabban. Charsan Shelzav Mizava. If you have a shard of pottery, Glycheris. Now, Azava, what did they use it for? They used it for Merag Lion. See the way Rashi says, Charsin shows Ovid show Merag Lion. They used it for a urinal. So what's so great about a urinal?
Rabbi Jonathan would say a chamber pot.
A what?
A chamber pot.
I didn't want to use the term chamber pot because I thought people over here would not know what it is. A little younger, so they don't remember it.
They don't remember. Okay.
Remember
Jonathan knows.
They won't remember. Shmuel doesn't know what a chamber pot is. I think I would use it talking about a chamber pot. Okay. Orbit shall be raglai in the nishbar. You have this, and it broke. The shards of it broke. The chaisam in nishbar. The chaisam below the miracle life. And it became balua. It penetrated it. It was saturated and absorbed the miracle life from azavavay betamim b'masa. And if they're absorbed, it really could come out. And therefore, if a person would carry it, it becomes tamei b'masa. She'aval b'shedivlu'u. They had a very special did. Even though they became absorbed, tamei'im, still tamei. Why? B'shedivlu'u'z kelem, ma'isil l'migmara, the nida, charsen she'abalu mashkin tamei'im, v'naflu, when they fell, came to the avir of a tanur. The tanner's tamei. Why? If eventually the water, the liquid is going to come out, it blends like it's be'en. Even though now it's dry. When you say it's dry, so what do you mean it's dry? So what kind of a mashke is it? It's going to come out. Until it's going to come out, it's like it's out. It's like it's be'en. Therefore, we have this thing now. So what do we have? Chayasan shel zav is over. It's a piece of the piece of the chamber pot, or piece of the urine, and has the abatuba absorbed in it. Pam rishin, if the first time you wash it, or the second time you wash it, pam rishin isheni, it's still tamek. The washing of it will not get rid of it. Shlishi, let's say you did it another time, or third time, then it's tahar. Provided you washed it by putting water into it. Let's say you cleaned it, but not putting water into it. What did you put it? What did you wash it with? Meraglayim. Rashi says, Meraglayim shall adam tahar. Let's say you used Meraglayim of a person that was tahar, the haitzi, to take out the other meraglayim of the zav that was absorbed into it. Why? Because the mimamino of it is not going to be bottle. You might be able to be mevatle, but if mimamino is not bottle, it means the identity of the thing will never be this bottle, the meraglayim of the zav. Avalayin asa nesechel mayim. Afilu asiri tame, and Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Aymer. No. Shlishi. Ava bishalo nasan the sechel bayim. The third time that you wash it with meraglayim, not with water. Tar. Now, why would it be like that? Why does he say like that? Because he's saying, mimimino kabi mevatulit. Now, not Shabbos like the Abba ben Amina lo bottle. Who's the one who holds this way? That if it's done with Meiraglayim, no matter how many times you can do it, 10 times, the Meiraglayim, it's not going to be Bavatul Meiraglayim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Lokha with Daba Par Daba Sawyer. He holds that Dab is not Bavatul Dab. But Shabbos like the Abba ben Amina lo bottle, Rabbi Yehuda. Armini. He's done. What a half. Okay, very good. So how would we learn the following then? What I mean, pishtan shetavaso nida. Let's say you have threads of flax that a nida was using to weave or spin. I said spin. Pishtan shetavaso nida basito tahar. And a person then goes and he's basing it. He picks it up, he moves it. Tumas Hesed. He moves it. The nida was metame it, and therefore when a person does that, he's going to be tame. He said, Mishta Pishta Chetavasa Nina Masito Tahar. Minastam, it's not going to be tame, but Dimayalach Masito. However, let's say it's wet. Dimayalach Masito Tame, then it's tame. Why? Mishabashkapia. How does she do it? She puts it in her saliva, she puts it into her mouth. Whenever you go, when you want to thread a needle or something. You go when you thread a needle. So what do? Huh?
So the fibers are hooked together.
You put the thread into your mouth, right? And you did it, make it tight. And she'll be able to thread it. So that's what she does over here. Except the problem is, her Reich is an avatuma. Therefore, it comes out, her Reich is an avatuma. And therefore, if a person's going to do it, he's going to become tummy b'tumas hesed. Similar to the Chanukah story coming up. Right? The Yevonim came in. If they were doing Noah, they would be b'tabi the shaman. One of the reasons is, how would they b'tabi the shaman? B'tumas hesed. They had a din of a zav, and l'chol divrayim. Taisa says. That's at what point in history they made that gezeirah by Yevtei Chachamim, they have a din of a zav of ziva. So they went and they were mesed, that's what they're holding swords. Or sticks and rifles, whatever they were doing, and then they would go take the go and they move the shaman would be coming out to Mesesit. So whatever. Tommy Mishumashkip, so Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The Maya Lach, my Sita Tommy Mishumashkip. The reason is because of the Mashkip. So the flax becomes Tommy. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm there. Ah, her right way. Yeah, Rabbi Huda, I'm there. Afa right fight the Mayim. Tame, Shumashka Piha. That even get, and also, the right fight, Afa right fight the Mayim. Which you would go mix it in. With the Reich.
Regular water, man.
Huh?
That's fighting water?
Yeah, water. Bimhaya lach. Basita Tomei, Rabbi Yehuda says, Vachol, Afa right for Bamayim to Shumashka Mirashim. They said to the Maseches Taras, Afa Malach Lachol Bamayim, after it got dried, the Achash Yavesh, Chazar HaReich, Liyais Lach, Machmas HaMayim, the Reich, because of the Mayim that would be in there, then the Reich also is Chazam Adir, Machmas HaLayim, and Tomei B'Shumashka Piyah. Yeah, so they became wet, and then the schizomania, even after it became dry, but the right becomes this schizomania. Afa right vamamayim to mishumashkabi, the afilu tuva. No matter how many times, it could be even an afilu tuva, even if he washed it many times. So what do you do over here? So when Mar is asking over here, man shabbos leib yaba, ben amino is leib bottle. It's Rabbi Yehuda. So why are we here? We say, Rabbi says, Afa right by the Mayim is Tame, Mishumashke Mepiyam, the Afilu Tuva. Even if it's scoops up many times, it's still Tame. So what do we say? And now what did he say before? Yeah, so what did he say before? I mean, that makes it a problem over here.
That's what says
a Mayim. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa right fight a Mayim. It's Tabe, Vishumash Kepiha. Yeah, Filu Tuva.
Meaning more than three times.
Yeah, no, even do it even more than three times.
No. Question of huge balance. Rabbi Yehuda says that the third time works, you can put in Mayim. Mayim's from Batham, Mayim, Mayim, and Sun.
Yeah, because he's the one that said it. It says name about here he said, I feel he said, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shlishi, Abba Bishalaynas on the Seichel Mayim Tar. He holds that it does work, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Abba Bishalaynas on the Seichel Mayim Tar. Bat Shabbos, like he says, Bim Amino is Lai Bato, Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Bat Shabbos, like?
He said, you feel a tuba. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or Amina, if I think about it. About Shabbos, like, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, fine. Now what? Amina, we're peace, so we say it's not Batel. Aye, we learn Pishta Chitavaso Dido Basito Bukhab Ima Yalach Basito Tome Bishumashke Piha and Rabbi Huda Aimer Afa right from a Mayim Tome Bishumashke Piha Viafilu Tuva. Even more than three times. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa right by the Bayim Tamei Mishumashke Piha. Even if he washed it many times, it's still going to be Tamei. It's not going to come out.
We said three times that it comes out.
Huh?
Crashes, I thought three times we said it comes out. I never said before three times.
The question shows up, he said three times with water it comes out.
But even Rabbi Yehuda held that way. Because even Rabbi Yehuda held that way, it came out.
Right.
You go and you washed it. You went and you washed it. It depends if you washed it. What did it say before again? If you washed it with water, it'll come out. Why? Let me get this, the reason over here that why it's, I think why everybody's mixing it up. When you're talking about Mimba Mino will be a problem by Meiraglayim and Meiraglayim. It's not a problem with Meiraglayim and Mayim. Mayim will get it out. So let's say you have, what are we worried about over here? You're worried about the Meiraglayim. Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold if you did it 10 times, it's going to be tabe. Why?
But over here, there's no merit money. Over here, there's no merit money. Over here, it's up to per map.
Spin it
with water. That's the
No. Yeah.
And say,
this doesn't want
to. That the Gemara thinks it's going to be the same thing.
Spit is more than Meiraglayim.
And therefore the Gemara answers and says, that is the answer, really. Amra Papa Shaini Reich. What are you worried about? You would think that it should become Bata, but it's not.
So Meiraglayim comes out.
Because it's Karir.
Meiraglayim
will be more Kal, look at me this. The Meiraglayim will be more kalagami this because it will come out and it becomes, and it comes out as bottle.
But,
yeah.
Is the Rok Yavesh coming?
I can't hear you.
Rok Yavesh, is that coming or Rok Yavesh?
No, it also means Tabatabai.
Either way.
Yeah. Nisarim Vadab Absulim, Mishafek Liyama. Now we have another thing, the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that it became mixed in with Dam Pasol. What do you do when you have, when the Dam becomes mixed in with Dam Pasol? What? Yishavach Liyama. Amai Kamich Liyama Rav Zvid, the guys from Gzair, the Migdash Kamich Ligi. Whether in the Migdash, it's common to make the Gzair. The Mar Sava Gaisrin, the Mar Sava Lai Gaisrin. Rav Papa Amar Chuliyama Lai Gaisrin. Rahacha. What we're worried about over here is Vidaba Tamsis, which is Matsui, Larama Zaldab HaNefesh Kamiflagi, whether you're worried about that, whether the Dama Tamsis might become more than the Dama Nefesh. Mar Savar, that it is common. Umar Savar Loshkiach. It was Mishlab of the Rapapa, Haidu Vitari Nisar, Vidab Hapsulim, Yishavach Liyaba. The Daba Tab says, Yishavach Liyama, because it says two things, says two statements.
Why
did you put it as opposed to just combining it as one statement. Elder Rav Zvid, the Arvidim Lismimu? Kasher. Koyta Rav Zvid, Rapapa says, the Kuliyama, everybody holds guys from Gzeira. Mahacha, the Shah Elizabeth, about Daba Tab says in particular. the Rabbis al Daba Nefesh, whether it's appropriate to make such a gzeira or not. According to Rav Zvid, it's just a, the guy said, because one big umbrella gzeira, whether you do that or not. Therefore, the Gemara says, according to Rav Zvid, there's nothing special about Damatansis. Just a little Mikhail together, whether you're making gzeira or not. What we have over here is, when the dam becomes a pasul, what do we do with it? We shavech liyaba. Now, what do we normally do when it comes to dam, that's a pasul? The din is, you have to burn it. We have the Gemara later on, at the very end of Kol HaTad here. The Gemara says, we have the case, remember, we have a case, hadam, but listen to this, hadam, at the end of, on that tzaddik beis, Amud Aleph, hadam, ha-shemen, ha-menaches, ha-nesachim, she-nit ba'u, ha-yisen behem, ha-racha, b'fnei atzman, v'sarfam. Dam, shemen, menaches, nesachim, that become puzzle, but then as you burn them, you make a maracha. So what happens over here? Why is shavech liyaba? Why is it then over here, if you shavech liyaba? This is not so poshut.
Not at all.
The call that we have is, all right, remember we spoke
about
it.
A lot of Rishayim don't have the gears of dam.
But?
They point out on the side that a lot of the Rishayim in Kol HaDad here do not have the gears of dam. They delete the word dam because of this question.
Who says that?
He said on the side, he said that Tiferes Yisrael has a whole essay on this. They just don't have the word dam. Yeah. Because of this question, Yishafek Liyama.
It's a problem, man.
Of course it's a problem. It even says it dam.
Remember, it was Negea to us at the din of Abir Kovitz Elisrefa. That Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Nicer, remember, outside Babatzinu. Yeah, and the Mishnah in Tzibura, where it says, Kalan Yisrafin, the end of that Mishnah says, things that are the derech, to burn, you burn. Things that are not, if it's not dark and lisarif, then you don't. Rashi in Tzibura says, liquids, you don't burn. Right. That was the problem. What are you, liquids, you don't burn? We have a brisa that says, Nadab, Nesachim, Nesachim, Dab, Shemen, these things you do burn. So how do you reconcile that? We had said very big things on this. But this Basi Raklahai, Rav David is aiming on this. Rav David Soloveitchik is aiming on this. Saying, what's this thing with Shavach Liyaba? How to reconcile it together with that? Together with the Gemara Tzadik Beis. Says you make a baracha to burn it. Let me just get a little bit further over here. Dam tmimim, a little bit, not the whole mishnah, a little bit. Dam tmimim b'dam ba'aymumim, yishafech liyaba. They also, you throw it to the other. Kais b'kaisis. That's how it's not mixed in the same kais. Rebbe Lezer, I bury karv kais echad, yikrivu kalakais. It's the same Rebbe Lezer. If you did it once by mistake, you assume that's the one that's possible. The chavim ma'irim afilu kar v'kulon chutz mi'echad behen yishavech liyama. Anitanim l'mata. Shenisavim anitanim l'mayil. You have dam that's supposed to be down below the chut ha-sikra that became the sarev above with the dam of above the chut ha-sikra. B'lesser ha-megitin l'mayil. V'rayin anias ha-tachtayim l'mayil. And I look at them, ki'ilu hei bayim. And I look, v'nayadi, rayadi is a tachtaynim, milmaila ki'ilu hei mayim, v'yamze v'yitei l'mata. Then you do it again. Down below the chadha sikra. V'chavi b'ayim yishavech liyama. V'imlo nimlach v'nasat kosher. If you were not, then the evidence is able to be kosher. All right, maybe we'll stop over here and...
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myra McComas on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.